Nearly all drones will have to phone home. From Washington Today, I'm David Brancaccio. While there are promises the trade war could be easing some, U.S. farmers have taken this hard. With new farm price data on the way today covering November, a look at 2020. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
China bought twice as many American soybeans last month compared to October. U.S. officials say more Chinese purchases are part of the Phase 1 trade agreement. That doesn't mean farm prices will improve, says Chad Hart, an agricultural economist at Iowa State University.
We're probably looking at stable to declining prices.
Because more land is expected to come back into production in 2020, so supplies will rise along with demand. At the same time, swine fever is killing Chinese pigs.
We'll probably sell them relatively less on the crop side and relatively more meat and protein.
So perhaps hog farmers will benefit in 2020? Vincent Smith, who teaches agricultural economics at Montana State University, is cautious.
Hog prices are about as volatile as you get and sort of as unpredictable as you can get.
Adding to the unpredictability, the final details of what the U.S. and China actually agreed to in the Phase 1 trade deal remain to be seen. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
The technology-rich NASDAQ Composite Index crossed above 9,000 for the first time yesterday. The Dow also hit a record high. This morning, stock index futures are all up 3 to 4 tenths of a percent. We'll be looking at tech's great surge of 2019, Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed, if you missed that on the air. The Federal Reserve's generally low interest rate policy has helped the U.S. economy make it through an entire decade without a recession, a first. But it's also a distortion. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell joins us from St. Paul. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Older people are affected negatively by lower interest rates, and the world is getting older.
Here's the thing, David. Retirement insecurity is on the rise in the U.S. and elsewhere in the world. And the reason? It's the global megatrend of aging populations. It's not just the U.S. that's getting older. Europe and Asia are.
All right. And we need something to help us in our retirement. And so maybe you have a nest egg that you hope is generating some kind of income that is often tied to interest rates. And if interest rates are low, less income.
Well, that's the thing. So traditionally, the money has been put into fixed income securities. Now rates are so low, the returns on these fixed income securities is so low that that's really increasing the cost of providing a pension. So, for example, General Electric was providing a pension to its employees. Well, it's just decided in a low rate world, it's just too expensive to do this, and it's getting out of that business.
Fixed income like annuities or bonds or bond portfolios and things like that. So, okay, if these interest rates aren't generating enough, maybe you stick the money into the stock market. That's been doing well, except what?
Well, stocks are risky. I mean, two decades ago, the average annual return in the stock market ended up being negative. The past decade, it's been positive. Pension funds, what are they doing? They're putting money into alternative investments, venture capital, hedge funds, private equity. Again, what if the returns are not there? There's this, you know, law. You take more risk, you hope that you get higher returns, but there's no guarantee.
All right. But I mean, negative interest rates in Europe right now, U.S. low interest rates, maybe this is just a weird period. If we, you know, wait a little bit, things will change and interest rates will go back up.
Well, that's been the expectation for the past decade. It still hasn't happened. But here's the thing. I read this paper, and what this economist did is he constructed global annual inflation-adjusted interest rates from 1311 to 2018.
Wait. The year 1311, more than 700 years to the year 2018. Please continue.
What did stand out is over this long period of time, the combination of demographics and technology seems to be pushing down the inflation-adjusted real interest rate. And I put the paper down and I couldn't help but think, perhaps low rates is the new normal.
All right. Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.
Wow, a new decade is just days away, which means time is running out to support Marketplace and make it count for this year. Any donation makes you a marketplace investor and a partner in our mission to make people smarter about the economy. And don't forget, if you give at least $60 or a monthly donation of $5 or more, you'll get access to our 2020 Ask Me Anything virtual event series. Find out more and donate at marketplace.org. Thank you. The sun's glint off a satellite can hurt the view of astronomers, and next year thousands of new satellites are set to be launched to make the World Wide Web really worldwide. How to take the shine off these satellites? Here's the BBC's Rebecca Morrell.
From next week, the US company SpaceX will begin a mission to put 1,500 satellites into orbit by the end of 2020. They're just one of several companies creating huge satellite constellations that will beam high-speed internet access down to the ground. This will bring connectivity to even the most remote parts of the planet, but astronomers are worried. The satellites are so bright on images they're appearing as white trails streaking across the sky, competing with even the most dazzling stars. Astrophysicist Dr. Dave Clements from Imperial College London says this could have a big impact on astronomy.
They present a foreground between where we're observing from the Earth and the rest of the universe. So they get in the way of everything. And you'll miss things, whatever is behind them, whether that's a nearby, potentially hazardous asteroid or the most distant quasar in the universe. They will get in the way.
SpaceX say they're now trialling a special coating to make their satellites less reflective, while UK company OneWeb, who will soon launch a fleet of 650 satellites, say they plan to put their spacecraft into a high orbit so they don't affect observations.
And the Federal Aviation Administration wants to track nearly all drones. It's released a plan to require drones to have remote tracking technology within 3 years to keep them out of each other's way or bumping into airplanes or menacing anybody. The FAA says this would cover nearly all of them, fancy delivery drones, cinematography drones, hobby drones. Only the very smallest ones, less than half a pound, would be exempt. In Washington, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.